born again by the Spirit of God and walk in holiness and righteousness and endure to the end. That's the path to eternal life. But what that path does, though, it calls you out of the world and your own preferences.
Yeah.
This is of the world. This is just like the world. My young brother here was amazed at how all the people going in claiming Jesus are all just like the world and worse in how they act, talk, live, dress, showing themselves up. A lot of them tell us, well, I got Jesus in my heart. But you know what? If you have Jesus in your heart, what's your outward fruit going to be? What's your fruit going to be? If that's my wife and I tell you I love her, what's my outward fruit going to be? What if I slap her around and cheat on her?
Good.
Not good. What if I told you I still love her in my heart?
Yeah, well.
You'd say you're a hypocrite.
Yeah, we.
So American Christians. Yeah. So American Christians who don't obey God and come out of the world and live in holiness in all their ways, they're loving God in their heart, but God says we know a tree by its fruit. And Jesus said, out of the abundance of your heart, your mouth will speak. Out of the abundance of your heart, your life's going to live.
Yeah.
And so we would encourage you to go a lot deeper than probably your church systems are taking you. When the culture is into adornment and pride and vanity and politics and sports and entertainment, and the church systems take that on, are they of the world or they of Christ?
I would say there's a lot of churches out there that do take on.
Name one that doesn't. Name one that isn't worldly and is fully biblical. We'd love to come join them and support them.
Well, the other thing is to not expect sinners in the church, not expect packages in the gym. You know, it's like you have to.
Wait. So you believe the church is like a hospital for sinners?
I believe that the church is people.
Okay.
Made of people. And people
who?
Are flawed.
What people?
Well,
how do you get entered into? I just preached the gospel. How do you get entered into the body of Christ?
Well, you have to proclaim Jesus as your Lord and Savior.
So you're born into it.
Yeah.
You're born into it. So if you're born into the body of Christ, does that mean you're still a practicing sinner?
Well, it's
if you're a new creation.
I've heard that.
If you're a new creation, 2 Corinthians 5:17, are you a practicing sinner? You can sin. You don't practice sin. I can sin, but I don't live in willful sin.
So
anybody that enters the body of Christ says, I got to flee all sin, and they fight against it, and they leave it, and they walk in holiness. They're called saints, not sinners. Nowhere in the Bible are God's people called sinners. They're called saints, because saints leave their sin. Now, if I choose sin, now I'm a saint in sin. What do I got to do? Stay in it, and still, I got to repent and come out. Now I'm a saint. The churches are filled with a bunch of sin, and they're all living in sin. Worldliness, pride, vanity.
How do you be a Christian and not live in today?
Well, look at us. We're out here in the world. We're talking to you. We don't look like the world, act like the world, dress like the world, talk like the world, entertain like the world, but yet we're affecting the world. We've talked to many people already. Our website goes all over the world. So Jesus did that. He went into the world. He was around sinners, but he didn't drink and party with them.
Totally.
He lived totally separate.
Although it is interesting that his first miracle was to create wine.
You know about the Israelite wedding, though. The Israelite wedding was a festive time. It wasn't
alcoholic.
Drunkenness.
It's still alcoholic.
It wasn't drunkenness.
So, it wasn't drunkenness, but...
So drunkenness is the sin, not just sipping a thing of wine.
Totally.
Right.
I agree with that.
So drunkenness is the sin. Now, alcohol is not sinful. We're not against alcohol. But the point is...
What he did in that regard, do you believe that there were sinners at that wedding?
I have no way to know, but that's not the body of Christ. That was a wedding. That was a wedding.
Was with them, hung out with them.
And he called people to repentance.
Totally.
Okay, so he called them to repentance. He called them to come out of the world, not be like the world, not live like the world.
Yeah.
So the churches that live like the world, they're not of Christ. This is not of Christ. I don't know of a biblical church. They're all compromised and in sin and in bed with the world practicing harlotry.
What are they doing?
I don't know, just some guy, some worldly Christian putting on a music fest to affect people, and he's got a bunch of Danny Gokey who was trying to be the American Idol. Imagine that. God says, have no idols before me, and they bring in a guy that wanted to be an American Idol. That cost $40,000 to bring him in. Churches have become a business and turned Jesus into a money-making opportunity.
But I do know that
sinful and wickedness.
It costs a lot of money to do those kind of things.
Jesus didn't put on music events. Neither did Paul, Peter, John the Baptist. They preached the gospel.
He did put on an event where people gathered
and they listened to sermons for 3 days, then he fed them.
Yeah.
It was free.
Yeah.
And it had nothing to do with worldliness and carnality. Of course. $70 to $110. It was all about money. They're music whores. They sell music for money. That's a music whore. The word whore is all over the Bible. You can be a spiritual whore. If you're linked to the church systems, you're a spiritual whore. Because you're doing spiritual harlotry against God. Israel did it all over. So, test yourself. That's what our website is there for free. Thousands of articles to help you see the biblical truth versus these goat farms. You want to be a sheep of God, come out, have your whole life transformed. Lose everything. We just told these two men, we talked to them for about an hour. Lose your life, lose everything to seek the kingdom of God. If you haven't done that, you're not of Christ. Drop your nets, follow him completely. You'll lose your family, your friends, your church system. You're going to lose almost everything to follow Jesus. Otherwise, you're not worthy of it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm lucky in regard that my parents are believers.
But are they biblical believers? Yes. Are they biblical believers? If they're of the world, they're not.
We've actually been in Ukraine for 9 years to be missionaries.
I know a lot of missionaries that are very unbiblical.
I can guarantee you there's no money in what we've done.
There's more than money about being unbiblical. It's, are they teaching people to come out of the culture? Are they teaching people to come out of the Christian standard of Christmas, Easter, and Good Friday that are lies? Those are all lies for Roman Catholics. Are they teaching this music is worship? This is not worship. You sing with your lips alone in a cappella music. That's true worship. Worship is not in a building for an hour and a half. Worship is your everyday life lived for Christ. So that's what we're talking about here. That's not this. And so I would encourage you, go a lot deeper if you haven't lost your life completely. God teaches us how to dress our temper. God teaches us how to lose all pride and vanity. It's an abomination to God to be in pride and vanity. You know that?
Yeah. Pride is one of the most deadly
things. Test yourself, folks, to the biblical gospel.
I never stop talking to him all day long.
No, you got to have the biblical Savior, ma'am. Sir, do you know the gospel? Can you share it with me? A lot of American Christians say they know the gospel, but they won't stop and talk about it. You're talking about it, so maybe that's a good proof. But a lot of them have Jesus like loosely in their heart, but he's nowhere in their life. He's not in their... Ready? The Bible says the wicked, God does not dwell in all their thoughts. And if God's not dwelling in all your thoughts to where you're going deep in holiness and obeying, if you don't wake up every day to serve God, you're going to serve yourself and the culture and Satan.
Totally.
You can't put him as a hobby.
I agree.
So...
Everything I do in my life is aimed at trying to please the Lord.
Well, can I ask you a question? You're a man. You got ears.
Yeah.
Where does God ever tell you to do that? And is that not pride and vanity? I love you. It's pride. Why else would you have earrings?
Why do you wear your shirt?
Because God put this on me.
Why do you wear a different color?
He put it. The color doesn't matter.
What about your shoes?
Color doesn't matter, sir.
What about your
bag? My bag holds the water and gospel cards. My shoes protect my feet. My sunglasses are $1.25 at Dollar Tree. They keep my eyes from burning my head and I get a headache. What do earrings do? That's pride and vanity, sir. Sure it is. It is. It's pride and vanity. How you dress is pride and vanity.
Now what you're doing is judging my heart.
I am judging your fruit.
No.
I'm judging your fruit,
sir. You're judging
your fruit. I can see your fruit. And you look just like the world, like these people going into here. And that means that the transformation of the Holy Spirit hasn't transformed you on the outside, sir. He will transform you completely on the outside. You can't just live in the inside. He's going to transform you completely. Men wearing earrings, men dressing like the world. This is not of God, sir. You got to be transformed. One sin is going to keep you out of the kingdom of God. One sin. One sin you don't repent of. Pride and vanity, worldliness. Loving people and church systems more than God's word is going to keep you out of the kingdom of God. We want you to enter. Test yourself. Go a lot deeper. We love you. Yeah, check out our website, our email's on there if I could ever help you.
Reach out on the website. We'd love to talk with you.